Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. And it's time for Ask Andy. This is where you get to take over the show.
Normally ask Greg.
That's right. Normally we ask Greg, but
Big Ten media days. Always busy.
He's in Chicago having a good time, I'm sure. Working hard, though.
Yeah, I will do this because you're paying me to do it, but, you know, I'm just still going to say the original. This is the copycat. Ask Greg. Is it the original question and answer is Ask Ross. And I, you know, but I host a show with Ross and Bob Flounder, so I'm saying the original is always better than the...
Well, just remember, we have some listeners who will contest that, who like the Ask Greg segment. Perhaps the reason why they like the Ask Greg segment, this is the segue, is our winner of the best question will get a bottle of wine from tailgatewine.com. You know you enjoy all of the 409 tailgate barbecue. Now it's time to get your tailgate wine. I was at an event where they were in Philadelphia last week. The response was phenomenal to all of the wines. And they're going to be introducing a couple new flavors, by the way, soon. But anyway, if you want to see what they have to offer, great wines, go to tailgatewine.com. Got it, Andy?
Got it.
Tailgatewine.com. All right. Are you ready for our questions?
I am as prepared as I can be, and I will think of the answers as soon as you ask a question.
All right. Let's start with this one. And this caller, our listener from Akron, Ohio, I'm stumbling because you're going to love this name, Andy. The name is Bad Husband, Great PSU Fan.
Ooh.
And let's see. His question tells us why. Do any more game times get released prior to the season, or is everything now in the, he says, 10 to 14 day TV window? I don't think it's 10, 14. It's more like 1 week, 2 week type, I believe. My wife is pushing for a fall baptism for our daughter at 4:30 on a Saturday, and he is concerned that it'll conflict with a game. Is there any chance the visit to the State Junior College of New Jersey, I think he means Rutgers, will be a night game as it has been the past two trips to Piscataway? And finally, Bad Husband, Great PSU Fan says, we are, and in parentheses, going to be divorced if my wife knows I ask this question.
Well, don't get your wife the Keystone Sports app on her phone. That way you don't know you asked the question. I'm pretty sure that with media days across the country kicking off, that the network pre-picked times and games are pretty much set as they are right now. And I think we're in that 7 to 14 day window where you get the game times for the games coming up the following weeks. Whether or not Penn State Rutgers is a night game will depend on Penn State's Q factor. In other words, does the network that has the game that week, whether it's, you know, the Big Ten Network, whether it's on Fox or whoever has an opportunity to get that game this week across the network packages, what is Penn State's Q factor? And if it's a night game, do they want Penn State on at night no matter what?
Here's the thing, Andy. Here's my feeling on it. There may be better games that week, but I don't think there's a team in the country. They may be even with Penn State. I don't think there's a team in the country with a higher Q factor than Penn State.
All right.
Let's move on. And by the way, there's a deeper issue there. You never schedule baptisms, weddings, anything on a fall Saturday. What are you thinking? Okay. And you should ask that potential bride that question before you are married. All right. There's my marriage advice for you. Next up, David from Lakewood Ranch in Florida. And by the way, you'll love his email address. I won't give the full name, but it's Beach Wine Guy.
Ooh.
So
tailgatewine.com. Check it out.
It's appropriate that he's asking a question here. David's question is this. Penn State has one of the best home field advantages in the country. Perfect home record the past 2 years. They have a murderer's row coming into Beaver Stadium. Does the streak end this year? And if so, who breaks it?
Oh, that's tough. They play Ohio State at home. I do think the streak ends this year. I like 3 weeks back on a show when we were talking about Penn State's schedule with Ross and Bob Flounders, that Ross said that he just said Penn State has a lot of winnable games, but they also have a lot of losable games. And I like that analogy because it's sort of vanilla. It doesn't really mean anything. It just means there's potential for them to lose or win. I do think it ends this year. I think Iowa at home is an interesting, always an interesting game. The game, I don't think Penn State's afraid of Ohio State. I don't think Ohio State, no matter how much talent and everyone picks them to win, I don't think that bothers Penn State at all. That's a unique Penn State-Ohio State thing because I think, generally speaking, playing Ohio State can be a little bit intimidating, whether it's in Columbus or whether it's on your home field. But I don't think it bothers Penn State at all. The game that worries me is Wisconsin. I think if and when Penn State's losing streak ends, if it's not the Ohio State game, Wisconsin is the biggest game in jeopardy. I think Wisconsin is built to play Penn State at home. They're built kind of to remove the crowd out of it. And they have some elements of strength that kind of touch Penn State's sort of weaknesses. It's later in the year and you work all those out. But the strong are going to get stronger and Penn State's weaknesses are going to get better. But to me, it's the Wisconsin game more than any other. That if it does not end with Ohio State, and you know what? I don't think it does. I think Penn State beats Ohio State. But I think the Wisconsin game is the one that sticks out to me.
That's interesting. I think the way to put it is, yes, they have potentially multiple losable games at home. Putting the positive spin on it, it's great that they have most of their tough games at home.
At home. I'd take them at home any day and twice on Sunday.
Tough to beat. Anyway, next, Eric from Ashburn, Virginia. Hey, guys. James Franklin openly saying he wants two quarterbacks this recruiting class. I think he's even said that before. Roberson obviously knew there was a chance of a second commitment when he committed. But if a guy like Michael Johnson commits, does Roberson stick around? Would you stick around, Andy, if you were in his shoes?
Good question. Hint, hint. I think Roberson knew what he was getting into, and he wanted one of those spots at Penn State. It doesn't matter if Michael Johnson Jr. commits or not to Roberson, in my opinion. I think when Penn State recruited him and wanted him as well, right? James, yeah. They wanted him. So that's that feeling of being wanted. And I'm sorry, but both of these kids think they're the best quarterback in the class. That's just the way they're going to think. That's the way they're going to walk into it. And if I was Roberson and I knew a school wanted me and I wanted to go there just because they brought in another quarterback, I would not change my mind and be that fragile and alter my commitment because in my mind, I would think, well, as long as the opportunity exists and I feel the opportunity exists, I can win that job too, right?
Oh, yeah. These kids,
I wouldn't let somebody else's commitment change my thought process unless I felt it would jeopardize my opportunity to compete.
They're so talented now, so well coached. They go to all the camps. They are very confident in themselves and their ability. But I'll tell you what, full disclosure, I saw Michael Johnson's tape. I didn't see Roberson's. I think Johnson's the real deal.
I think Johnson's the real deal too, but a college football field is a lot different. I love James's quarter. He's always wanted two quarterbacks. Let's just get that out there. First of all, I love the quarterbacks he recruits and that he brings in because generally speaking, unless he had to take somebody in the last minute in a recruiting class so far, I think he's got exactly what he's been looking for. And Trace is just the first example, but the level that Trace took it to is going to be hard to match. But I see these quarterbacks he's bringing in, and I'm like, they are the horse for the right course. In other words, he knows the horse he's looking for to run the course he wants him to run.
I think he's earned the benefit of the doubt. I mean,
absolutely.
James Franklin, and because he's not gotten those five-star – he hasn't gotten the Justin Fields yet. But I don't think anyone can complain about getting Trace McSorley. And I'll tell you what, Sean Clifford. How about Tommy Stevens, who was going to go to Indiana? Will Fries,
Levis.
Levis, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Levis, I think He's a very interesting recruit and wasn't highly rated coming out of high school. So I think he's done a pretty good job and deserves the benefit of the doubt.
Sneaky under the radar has been the quarterback development at Penn State once these commits,
yes,
these recruits got there. Agreed. That is the sneaky hidden sort of thing that is going on at Penn State.
All right, let's move on to the next one. Let's see, Brian in Austin, Texas. Aside from PA and the DMV, what states would you like to see Franklin and company be successful in recruiting? Also, what could PSU do to help the process?
DMV would be D.C., Delaware, Maryland, Virginia.
Yeah.
Double D.
D.C., Maryland, Virginia. If you want to throw Delaware in with it, you can. But I think it's D.C., Maryland, Virginia.
D.C., Maryland, Virginia. The next state I would say that Penn State needs to get a foothold in is Florida. I think they hired a recruiting guy that to help them. I think Coach Sider has some strong foundations in Florida, and let's be honest, they're not going into Florida to get guys in the top 50 in Florida, because those guys are going to be plucked and there's already strength there. I mean, you can go 150 deep in Florida, maybe even up to 200 deep in Florida, and still get really good players. Some of the best talent, and what is proven class after class, is the deepest classes are generally coming out of Florida. So you can get a player that's 116 in Florida that might be 3 in Delaware or Virginia.
And the second part of the question, what do you do? You get a coach who's recruited down there.
Down there and knows the lay of the land.
I think they've done that.
And you have a James Franklin personality to bring it in.
Okay, let's sneak in one more question.
One more.
Shane from Dillsburg. What percentage of current scholarship players were blue chip recruits? How does that percentage compare to other national title contenders? Do you think talent acquisition is more important than talent development?
I think talent development is more important. I think talent acquisition is the most important first step. I think James is very good at talent acquisition. This is the first time, this is one of your pet things, the five-star crossing the barrier on their roster. Go ahead, James.
Yeah, one of the things someone wrote the article that we've had on. I can't remember who it was. No national title winner over the last 10, 15 years has won without having the majority 4- and 5-star recruits. So I say talent acquisition is the most important.
Talent development.
All right. Anyway, we'll agree to disagree. Who's our winner, Andy?
You're picking it. You pick it, coach.
You know what? I'm going with our number one, who's the bad husband and the great PSU fan.
That's
because he might need help. He may be going through a divorce. Stick around. We're going to head for quarter number 4.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. Go PSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to gopsurv.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
409 Tailgate Club proudly introduces our tailgate wines. Like our great sauces and rubs, you'll enjoy our wines at your next cookout, tailgate, or even as a great gift for that fan of the blue and white. Speaking of blue and white, you've got to try our award-winning Sapphire Blue, made from pure blueberry juice. Or how about our Old Main Pinot Grigio and 1855 Vidal? Go to tailgatewine.com and find all our PA preferred wines. That's tailgatewine.com.